Welcome to episode 38 of the Borussia Dortmund Fan Club London podcast. And yeah, it's been a while since the last episode, which was with Sunday Olise, the Nigeria former international coach and also player of Ajax and Juventus and Borussia Dortmund, of course. And today on the show, I'm very blessed because I also have a former player of Ajax, who also played for Borussia Dortmund. And of course, obviously, this Wednesday, we have the return leg between Borussia Dortmund and Ajax. Dortmund are trailing with a 4-0. They're trailing 4-0 from the first leg, but they're still second in the group. So who better to talk about that than a former player of Ajax, who's not just a former player, but he's also a former coach. Youth coach in the De Tomkos, the academy. And of course, he also played for one season under Bert van Marwijk, who I interviewed a few months ago at Borussia Dortmund between 2005 and 2006. Welcome, Cedric van der Goen.
Well, thank you. Nice for having me.
Absolutely great to have you. And let's just start by saying that you're also a six times under 21 Netherlands international. So I'd love to ask you, first of all, how good is Dutch football right now?
Wow, that's a difficult one. I don't know where we are standing at the moment. We just had a new national coach, Louis van Gaal. For the third time in his career, became the coach of the national team. We are doing okay right now. After a while, where it was not that good, you know. And everybody's obviously looking at Ajax at the moment because they are playing really, really good football at the moment. Especially in Holland as well. Although they lost 2 points last weekend against Heracles Almelo. Nobody expected that, but that can happen as well. But in the Champions League, they are doing really well. So everybody's looking at Ajax at the moment. But to be honest, for Dutch football, Ajax at the moment is in the Dutch league really different class as well.
Absolutely. And the Dutch league is something that you know quite a lot about because... in summary, your career has taken you from Ajax, not in chronological order, but you played for Willem II, Willem II, FC Den Bosch, ADO Den Haag, and also FC Utrecht, which you played for two different eras in. And you're a very big friend of the fans of FC Utrecht. You're well known at that club. And
I played most of my career at FC Utrecht. So yeah, I have a special connection there. But I went to Ajax when I was really young. I played when I was 14. I played one year in the youth of ADO Den Haag. It's the city where I grew up, where I still live. Then I went to Ajax. So I played for many years at Ajax. Went through the youth ranks as the second team up to the first team. In the meantime, I played 3 months on loan to FC Den Bosch. Played two full seasons at Ajax in the first team, but unfortunately, I got injured, and I was out for almost a year. So that was a bad moment. And after that, I went out on loan to two different clubs, ADO Den Haag and Willem II. And then I was end of contract with Ajax, so I was a free agent. And then I had a great, great opportunity. To go to BVB, which was obviously a little bit disappointing considering I was injured for most of the time, but still for me a great experience, playing for one season at such a massive club as BVB. After that, I went to FC Utrecht for 3 years. My first period, 2 years Swansea City, and I ended my career again at FC Utrecht, another 3 years. Yeah, that was my professional career.
That's pretty amazing. And I mean, I guess the fact that you've played in the two biggest leagues in Europe, the Premier League and also, or rather the Championship, English second tier, you were then promoted with Swansea to the Premier League, but you also played in Borussia Dortmund, BVB, in the Bundesliga. And so, you know, you really achieved in that way the dream of many professional players in Europe and playing in the two biggest leagues in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's a you know, I'm very grateful for the career I had. Just a shame when I was young, you know, you get used to these things that you do every day. I was playing football every day, you know, playing at Ajax in the youth, but also for the national team. I started already at the national team under 14 and I went all the way up to the under 21s. So then obviously, especially considering all the injuries that I had in my career, I wasn't able to make that last step towards the absolute top. So that's a shame. But again, very grateful for my career. I had a great career and played for some really great clubs, and especially obviously BVB.
Yeah. Let's talk about you. Obviously, you're known to the Borussia Dortmund fans, and you're remembered from this season 2005-2006. It was only one season, but it was a very, very special team in a very difficult financial time when the club was going through a crisis. They were trying to recover, but and successfully did recover under the pragmatic coach Bert van Marwijk, who I interviewed not long ago, who's now the head coach of United Arab Emirates in Dubai. By the way, do you keep in touch with Bert van Marwijk? Did you know that he's over there in Dubai?
Well, obviously, I you know, it was in the press. So I read that he was there. He was there already before. I think it's the second period that he's there. So yeah, I always try and follow his career a little bit because you know. He was my coach. He was important to me at the time. He gave me that confidence, you know, to get me to BVB, even though I got injured. But still, I was very thankful for that. So he's always a special person. So I follow that. But we have never, you know, after I left BVB, we saw each other, you know, in the next couple of years, a couple of times, but we never kept into contact. But that's how it goes in football.
Absolutely, it's a small world, isn't it? I see that the players or the coaches move around. Sometimes they move around together. And since leaving Utrecht, I think it was 2015 when you finished your active career. You became a coach in the Ajax Academy. And just remind me, is it called the Tom Court? Tom Court, is that right?
You mean the training facilities. It's called the Toekomst.
Toekomst, yeah.
The which Toekomst. Course,
the, yeah. What does it mean?
It means the future, which obviously...
Die Zukunft.
What was meant to be the talents that are playing at Ajax, at the training facility at Ajax, they are also obviously the future of Ajax. So that's why they named it like that. And that's the training facilities at Ajax right now, and even the first team and the second team are training there.
So in Dortmund, it's called the Hohenbuschei, which is basically just a name which is given to the training facilities, which are absolutely magnificent. I visited them to watch under-17s, under-19s games. Like yourself, I really admire the youth game. And it's a youth setup which you worked within. So what is it that actually makes Ajax so special? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they've won the Champions League or the European Cup several times in the 1970s. And were a leading club, of course, with you know, amazing players like Neeskens and Cruyff and so on, and Kohl and so on. But what is it that's made, you know, Holland isn't the biggest country, the Netherlands. You know, how is it that Dutch football and Ajax have always managed to be one of the leading clubs in world football? How is that possible? And what is it makes you know, from your own experience that makes the academy in Ajax so special?
Well, that's a difficult one. I think in the Cruyff era, in the early 70s, that's a little bit before my time. I was born in 79, but obviously I heard a lot about it because it was a great period of Ajax where they won a lot of prizes. And Cruyff is obviously well known throughout the world. After that, there have been so many players from Ajax that made it to the highest level of football. And I think Ajax is just a big name worldwide, but obviously in Holland as well. So they have this thing where players at a young age, the biggest talents, always want to play for Ajax. So it's relatively easy for Ajax to get the biggest talent. And then it's obviously have them at Ajax and do these training sessions based on the way Ajax wants to play football. And that's what they do. And you can see now with Ryan Gravenberch and Jurrien Timber, but also Devine Rens and Mazraoui, who's playing at Ajax, they're all coming from the youth ranks at Ajax, that the way are playing, that's how they played in the youth. At the time when I was playing at Ajax, big names are Zlatan Ibrahimovic, was at the time there, Mido, Maxwell. So we had actually a pretty good team, yeah.
Absolutely. And when you say a pretty good team, I mean, it was good enough to win the Eredivisie Dutch title in 2001-2002. How big a moment was that in your career, actually standing, holding up?
Winning the championship, because that was on my 22nd birthday. So
beautiful.
Obviously a nice memory. Yeah. So I'll never forget that. And we won NAC away with 2-0, I think it was. And especially the celebrations were amazing. And of course you won't forget that. And we won the double at that year, winning the cup as well.
We'll come a little bit later on to your own experience of coaching with Ajax and one particular player, Julian Rijkov, who joined Borussia Dortmund last year in the under-19s and is setting the under-19s alight alongside some other very great talents, because Borussia Dortmund is a great talent machine as well and really incredible in terms of their development. They've developed so many great players. But I would like to just progress through your career. So in 2005, 2006, after a loan spell at ADO Den Haag, you moved to Borussia Dortmund under Bert van Marwijk. Of course, the BVB fans primarily want to hear about your experience with BVB. So I guess, you know, it wasn't a very far drive for you to go to Dortmund from Holland.
No.
What are your memories really of joining Borussia Dortmund? The Westfalenstadion, which by that time I think was already more than 80,000. And what are your memories of joining there? Was it Dr. Niebaum or Michael Zorc who welcomed you
yeah.
and did the signing of the contract?
Yeah, Michael Zorc was there and obviously Bert van Marwijk. So the two of them were there when I arrived, and Bert van Marwijk already told me that he wanted to sign me, but he knew me from my time at Ajax when he was a coach at Feyenoord. So I played a couple of times against him, so he knew what kind of player I was. I was a free agent. BVB didn't have a lot of money, so for me that was obviously a good chance to go from ADO Den Haag to Borussia Dortmund, which is a transfer you don't see that often, but still, for me, that was a great opportunity. The only thing is that Bert van Marwijk said to BVB, we really, as if we don't have a lot of money, we should really get Van der Gun. But they didn't know me. So I remember Michael Zorc said, we would love for you to come sign for BVB, but we really want to see you train for a couple of weeks. So we can get a clear view of you, well, what kind of player you are. And that's what I did. The only thing is that they already started preseason like 3 or 4 weeks earlier. And I get myself fit, but that's always different from a team that's already in preseason for a while. So the first week was hard, in terms of fitness. But after already in the second week, it started to go a lot better. So in the third week, they offered me a contract, which was for me fantastic.
Who else was there? I know that there was Ebi Smolarek was at the club, and Thomas Rosicki. Talk me through basically your experience, like some of the memories of...
Well, that was obviously a great moment, but I think all the players that play their first home game, you know, in front of those fans, well-known fans, that's incredible. So obviously that's a moment I'll never forget, even though that it didn't work out for the best for me. Because, you know, I was doing actually quite well. And I know Bert van Marwijk was really happy about my performances. So I had a feeling that he already thought of putting me maybe in first 11. At least I was playing good enough for him to consider it. I think Duisburg was my debut game. MSV Duisburg, yeah. And I think I played for about half an hour and I actually played pretty well. So the next week or 2 weeks ago, because there was 1 week in between, maybe international, I can't remember. You know, I started on the bench and 5 minutes in before halftime, I came onto the pitch because I think it was Delwyn Buckley, but I can't remember quite well, but some player got injured. And that was a really nice moment because I came onto the pitch and it was my first home game for BVB. The only thing is that 5 minutes after halftime, I tore my cruciate ligament, which was obviously really, really bad because that meant that I was that had to do the recovery for almost 7 or 8 months. So I was out for almost the rest of the year. So what I remembered was the last game of the season, Bayern Munich away, was my first game that I actually was able to play again. And I played for half an hour. We played that game 3-3. So that was for me a little bit of a highlight playing Bayern Munich away with Borussia Dortmund. But that's where it ended for me. So that was really a shame. Still, it was a great year because it's a massive club. But also to play with these players, Thomas Rosicki, Jan Koller, which are all great players. Sebastian Kehl was there at the time. Dede, Nuri Sahin, and obviously a lot of other players. That was for me a great experience.
Do you still follow Borussia Dortmund? Do you ever watch the games? And is there any contact with the club nowadays?
No contact. When I have the chance, I'll look a few. So I've been looking at a few games, but obviously I see a lot more games in Holland. But to be honest, that's a little bit of shame because I really, really enjoy watching BVB. So yeah, when they play, it's not that strange to say that I'm always hoping for them to do the best they can and to win prizes and to be the best in Germany.
Yeah, so we could say that it's certainly a proud time that you actually had the chance to play for Borussia Dortmund. Anyway, proud part of your career.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's absolutely amazing. Let's just go straight in. So what do Borussia Dortmund need to do different this time in order to beat Ajax?
Now time for a short announcement. If you love Borussia Dortmund, why not join us for a live game and have a couple of Dortmund Union beers at the Stammtisch meetup of the official Borussia Dortmund fan club in London? We meet on match days at the Fitzroy Wine Cellar on Cleveland Street. For more details, head to our Facebook page or give us a call on 07459-394-121. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, well, I saw the game from the stands. I was at Ajax. And to be honest, they need to change a lot of things. But foremost, for me, is the way they put pressure on Ajax. Because for me, I've been, you know, looking at the highlights as well. But there were a couple of things that I just didn't understand about Borussia Dortmund, the way they played. Because for me, it's very simple. It's either you give pressure or you don't. But if you don't have pressure on the ball, then you don't stick to the same plan. Then you go backwards and you make, you make it very small and you keep doing the same thing, you know, with the team until you get a little bit more grip on the match again. But the way they were putting pressure on Ajax, that was by far not good enough to actually make it difficult for Ajax. And Ajax is just way too good on the ball. Even the back four, you would say normally defenders aren't the best players on the ball. But if you look at Mazraoui, if you see Blind, if you see Martinez and Jurrien Timber, they're all very comfortable on the ball. So you need to give either good pressure or you just go back. And it was a little bit disappointing what I saw from Borussia Dortmund in defending.
Yeah, the defense is definitely a key issue, which I think has been going on for a number of years, particularly also the set pieces as well, the way they defended from set pieces, even the way the wall was set up for the free kick. I think set pieces are something which Marco Rosa needs to prioritize. Don't you agree?
Maybe. To be honest, I haven't seen the set pieces too many times. I think it's a really, really important thing to do well because it can make a difference in a game. But for me, if they play better football, they probably have less set pieces against them. And I think they should, especially considering how good Borussia Dortmund, how good they are, especially individually, the quality of the players. I just think they should play with more, trust, where they believe in themselves, because I felt a little bit looking at them, maybe this is a prejudice, but I felt a little bit like they were underestimating Ajax. Ajax beat 5-1 Sporting Lisbon. They beat 2-0 Besiktas. So they could expect Ajax to be at a high level. But I had a little bit of feeling that they thought we have to play 6 points as well. So Ajax is not going to have an easy game against us. And when Ajax were, up the tempo, they kind of got scared all of a sudden. And all of a sudden they started to do all these things that you don't expect them to do. So hopefully they learn from that and they play a lot better this coming Wednesday.
Before we move on to your prediction, and then I'll ask you for your social media tag, and thank you so much for talking to us. It's been really a pleasure to talk to you, Cedric, as Dennis Fenton, I said it would be. Tell me briefly, you coached one of the young guys from BVB's academy, Julian Rijkov, a striker, in your time as an academy coach. How special is Julian Rijkov? What can we expect of him?
Wow, that's also a difficult one. I haven't seen him play for a long time. It was a shame I wasn't able to play to see the game at the youth league. I had 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I can't remember exactly. 2 weeks ago, when they play, they always play at the same
5-1 to Dortmund.
5-1 to Dortmund. So hopefully, I can see the game this coming Wednesday, because I'm actually quite curious how he's doing at BVB. But he's a player obviously who can score goals, although at Ajax I felt, because at Ajax you create a lot of chances, just percentage wise I felt he should have scored goals easily, more easily than he did, but maybe he improved himself there. But he's a technically skilled player. He knows when to go into the depth and create, chances behind the last line from the opponent team. A little bit like Haaland. So that's where his qualities are. So I'm very curious.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he's already scored 12 this season for Borussia Dortmund. So there's a lot of hope that he's going to be quite a special player. But he's also playing with Bradley Fink as well, a British a player who has the option to play for the English national team, as his parents are English. And personally, I'm very excited about this generation of under-19s of BVB, like I haven't been for a long time. So tell me, what's your prediction then for the game? And what do you think, how far can BVB go in the cup?
Yeah, well, predictions are always a little bit dangerous. I said last time Ajax would beat Borussia Dortmund by 4-2. Well, it became 4-0, even though Borussia Dortmund had a few chances. I think, and I hope BVB will do better, especially in defense, and make it Ajax a lot more difficult. So I think it's going to be a 3-2 victory for Borussia Dortmund this time. Awesome. And hopefully both the teams will proceed to the knockout phase, and we'll do very well in the Champions League.